I don't remember which class it was. A web log, it just what it is. Somebody asked, I don't remember which class it was in. You know, where'd that funky word come from? And it's just a shortening of web log. It was just too hard to say. So people started calling them blogs. And in this little presentation, I'd like you just to come away with skills of how to read and search through a blog. And a couple of concepts. Blog, the idea of subscribing to a blog. One-to-many communication, talk about wireframe diagrams, permalinks, and tags. And tags are sometimes called labels. They mean the same thing. So let's just go through and check this stuff out. Here's where it fits in the class. It's a part of our applications track. All right, this is my blog. Or I have actually three blogs, but this is our class blog. This is the blog where I will post stuff that comes up that's kind of current events. This was taken about a couple months ago before I went away. And this is the general layout of the blog is that I write these little articles, and they pop up in this area here. Each article has a title above it. And you can't see, but down at the bottom, there's a footer area at the end of it. And then there's some general information over here on the side. That's the general layout of my blog. And all blogs are essentially the same. Maybe the right-hand column will be on the left, or there'll be a column on each side and the blog in the middle. But the basic idea is this is very typical. And here's a more abstract description of it. For every post on the blog, there's a post title and date up at the top, the body of the post, that footer information at the end, and then some additional information about the blog over on the side. And this stuff in the middle scrolls, and this stands still. And just one point to make in passing, though it doesn't directly have to do with blogs, one, this is typical, and this is the way people kind of design web pages. They call these little wireframe design layouts. You figure out how you're going to use the screen real estate in a really simple, abstract way like this before you get into thinking what it's going to, you know, what colors you're going to use or what typefaces. You sort of plan a website with this kind of a wireframe diagram. Okie doke. Here is my blog with some annotations, and I put little ABCs to show the different parts. And let me just show you the next slide so you don't have to be writing all this down too much. There's a key that explains what each of those ABC areas is. So let me just real quickly go through them, and you don't have to memorize it. Up here at the very top, above the posting area, at the very top of the screen, there will be a search box. And you can type words in there, and what it'll do a search for every post I made. I've been doing this blog for, I don't know, 3 years or something. And so it'll search through, and it'll find, if you type in cow, it'll find every use of the word cow in those 3 years and return just those posts. This is the title. And if you click here, I think I show you, I don't remember if it was this class or the other one, but if you click there, a human voice or a mechanical voice will read the content. So instead of having to read it with your eyes, it'll go, I have long predicted, it'll go, I have long predicted. You know, it's kind of a funky voice, but it'll take a shot at saying it. They used to all sound like people from India. Now they're sounding a little better. Again, that technology is improving, and it's part of audio processing that we talk about. D, this is the body of the blog, and what happens is every time I post one, it becomes the top, and the ones below it go down. So this blog, these posts are in reverse chronological order. And you can search down, you can scroll down and see the history of it. E, here you can subscribe by email or subscribe by RSS. And I'm going to ask you to subscribe by email tonight, and later I'll tell you what RSS is. But they're both mechanisms for subscribing to things. This is something that comes out periodically, and instead of having to go visit the blog, you can subscribe to it, and then you'll get told when something's new. You don't have to bother to go check, hey, is there something new? Hey, is there something new? See what I mean? Okay. Here are some links, and there are more below if you'd scroll down. And here, you click here, and you get a PDF copy of the post. You get kind of a formatted, sort of printed out, pretty-looking copy of the post. And like I said, this is this spells out exactly what I said. Now, this thing at the bottom. If you click on the title, which was B on the slide before, you get what's called a permalink. And a permalink is a really simple thing. Instead of a link to the blog itself, you get a link to just that post. And that's really handy, because then you can refer to just that post. And remember, when I post something, and then I post something else, and something else, there are many, many posts. So if you go to the blog, all you see is that top post. That's the first thing you see, and then you can scroll down. But if you have the permalink of a specific entry, you can refer to that and discuss that. Does that make sense? Do you guys get this idea of a permalink? Is everybody cool with that?
A little fuzzy, honestly, a little fuzzy.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let me bring up the blog. I don't want it to be fuzzy. Okay, here's the blog. And now you can see that that old thing about Amazon textbooks is no longer on top, because I've posted some things subsequently. And if I scroll down, what will I see? There. So I've done a post. This was the post when I made that slide. But you can see another one has come on top of it, and I've got another one that I'll post tomorrow. I've got another one that's ready to go. In fact, I've got two that I'm working on. So as I post new ones, they come on top. The other ones get pushed down. They're still there, but you have to scroll down to see them. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, let's say that you were going along and notice this is the address of the blog, CIS471.blogspot.com. So if you go to that address, you get the whole blog. You get the current thing and all the things below it. But let's say, just for the heck of it, that you were reading and you saw this article, and this looked like a really interesting article, and you wanted to tell somebody, hey, go look at that article. Well, you wouldn't want to say, go to the press's blog and scroll down 5 until you find it. What you'd like to do would be give them a link just to that one article, not to the whole blog. Does that make sense? And that's what I mean by a permalink. And so the way you get the permalink, there are a couple ways, but if I just click on the title, it'll bring up just that. Now notice there's nothing below it. And here you've got the URL. The address that a person can use to get to just that article. And that, the reason, why do they call that a permalink? What's perma sound like to you?
Permanent.
Okay, that'll never change. I may be dead 25 years from now, you'll still be able to go there and see that blog post that I made 25 years ago before I was dead. That's kind of grim.
So is that how they do it in different types when you... go to an article and you click and it skips down to it. Is that what they're doing, or is that something another thing?
Well, within an article, you can also set up a deal where you click on something and it jumps down in the article. That's different. This is just to find a given blog post as opposed to the entire blog. Make sense? Okay. That's an important thing. I'm glad you asked. Let's go back to the presentation. So that's what a permalink is. Now here, remember, at the bottom of the post, there's this footer area. And in the footer area, you find a number of things. One is, this isn't in the footer, there was a picture in that blog post. It was a picture of a chart with a dollar bill kind of a thing. And this is, in general, true. If you see a picture in a blog post, if you click on it, you will get the full size. So if you can't read it, the print's too fine, or you want to make a copy to email to your friend or something, click on it, and it'll retrieve the full size picture, whatever size it is. So if I click on this, I get a way bigger picture, and you can actually read the words. So that's just, whenever you see a picture, click on it and you'll see the picture. Down at the footer, again, if you click on B, you just get a permalink. It's the same as clicking on the title. The most important thing down here is, well, there are a couple things. One is here, you click on comments, and you can write a comment. You can write, hey, I really disagree with this, or I really agree, and did you think about that? You can get into a discussion with the author. If you click on D, this isn't used too much, but if people link in a formal way to your blog post, you'll get a list of the people that have linked to you as opposed to the ones you link to. And this idea of labels, that's an important one. When you do a blog post, you can assign labels to it. And you make up these terms. Like I said, for this blog post, I want to assign the tag applications and textbook. And then you can search for just blog posts that were tagged application, or just blog posts that were tagged textbook. So, and again, did you hear what I just did? I used the word tag and label totally interchangeably. Most people say tag. The people that run this blog, which happens to be Google, say label. So if you see label, just think tag. Tag's the more common word. Did that make sense? Okay, so it's another way to retrieve. If I've got 1,000 posts and 6 of them are about textbooks, if you click, you can just say click on textbook and you get just those 6 posts. Make sense? Okay, so there's the key to the footer. This is the thing about comments. Anytime you read a blog post, you've got the opportunity to make a comment, to give feedback. And blogs are mostly a one-to-many medium. Like, how many people can write things and post things on my blog? Who can do that? Could you decide, hey, this is interesting, and put it on my blog? You couldn't. Okay, the only one that can is me. Okay, but who can read it? All you guys, anybody that wants to read it. So that's what I mean by one-to-many. Now, that's their variations. I could say, okay, I've got a blog, but I'm going to let these two people post things to it too. You can have a number of people posting, but typically blogs are one person or a small number of people. And there are many readers. And the only mechanism for feedback that kind of gets around that a little bit is that readers can feedback and leave comments. And on my blog, feel free to make comments. If they're relevant or interesting, I'll approve them. I use the option of screening them, because if you don't, people spam. They put, you know, ads for stuff in comments. So if you make a comment on my blog, I'll see it, and then I have to approve it for it to appear on the blog. But there is that feedback mechanism. It's not purely broadcast. There's mechanism for feedback in both directions. These deals, this is just another one of these things that what you guys keep coming up with to make sure that it's really a person. And you've seen this, where you have to type in some funky looking letters to prove that you're a person, that you're not a program, you're not a programmed computer that's trying to, you know, put comments on 5,000 blogs or something like that. You know what I mean? And those things, if you've ever heard the word, they're called catches. Just